This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. By the way, there is zero soap in the men's bathroom right around the corner here.
Is that important?
Zero soap. There's three sinks that are supposed to dispense soap. None of them are dispensing soap.
You know
soap.
Why? Youssef has not been around.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. So now just think about the people that are going in there, duping, putting their hands in their butts, and then not using soap around here. Think about it.
I'd rather not, because I've seen many shoes.
See, now we're... Right! So now, all of us are getting the norovirus, because we got dupe hands touching everything.
I'm not touching anybody.
Doors, phones, mice on the computers.
Listen, our mouse pads are from 2012, or 2014, or 13. If nothing's happened since, we're good.
All right, so Boomer Esiason is joining us right now. We have a couple of questions for him. He is up in Montreal for a big Wasps hockey tournament. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to talk to you. Matter of fact, just woke up 15 minutes ago. So I don't know what's going on back there. I don't know what you guys have done to ruin the show. I have no idea. So if you want to bring me up to speed, I just heard dupe hands, and I too have a frustration that there's no soap coming out of those dispensers.
Yeah, lucky
so
you're not
I'm on your same page, yes.
Yes, lucky you're not here. We'll get it rectified by the time you come back. But all right, so the two big questions I had for you. One, we have now locked in the schedule, and Game 6, Rangers-Capitals, will be Friday night, May 3rd. And that's the Boomer and Geo Live with Cheese date. Now, we know it's an if necessary. We understand Rangers could wipe them out in 4 or 5. But in that situation, when you see that, it's probably going to be an 8 o'clock puck drop. We're an 8 o'clock show. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are I'll figure it out. I'll figure out a way to be on top of it, being able to watch it. I'm not in the whole show, as you know.
what? Yes, you are.
You are.
Oh, no, I took myself out of the back half hour. So I'm going to take the pictures pre-show.
Oh, God.
I'll back out the last half hour, and then I'll be able to watch the game.
Come on.
No, I did not.
Oh, because that sounded like a real thing to me, honestly.
I know. Just relax. You guys come first. You know that. I mean, we've had this on the schedule for a long time. And like you said, there are two words that are attached to this, and that is if necessary. So we will wait and see what happens, but I will be able to keep getting updates. I may be a little distracted at times, but people will just have to understand that.
Yeah, and one of the ideas that we all came up with was that CeeLo shows up, because we understand he's as big of a Ranger fan as anyone, including you. You guys are just diehards, that he would be at the Boomer and Geo live show. He would be watching the game backstage, and then he would come out anytime a goal was scored to give us an update, but wearing only the Shinesty ball hammock underwear.
All right, I'm down with that. Just know that the way he explains what has happened, and if it hasn't happened well for the Rangers, there could be an adverse emotional effect on me in the middle of the show, and I don't think we want that.
Well, the way we were planning on doing it was Ranger's goal, he comes out in, like, Ranger blue Shinesty underwear, Capitals goal, Capitals red. So, like, when he walks on stage, if all he's wearing are the red hammock underwear, you're going to know it's a Capitals goal.
Okay. All right, well, I don't necessarily know that I want to see that. I don't necessarily know that our fans want to see that. But if you guys think that that's a good idea, I'm not gonna veto it. But have you run this by CeeLo at all yet?
He wanted to do it.
His idea.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You know, and maybe he's trying to impress our new brand manager.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe he is. Maybe he is. This is his way in with the new guy. All right. The second thing I wanted to get to you, and this, well, I think we all feel more comfortable now about Boomer's presence on.
Yes, very much so.
Game six, Boomer and Geo Live.
Because I looked back to last year, and 7 of the 8 first round series went at least 6 games. So the odds are that there's going to be a game six. And I said to Geo, as long as the Rangers are up 3-2, it'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, what else? I don't really remember last year's show. I don't remember it. I'm sorry. So I don't remember much about it.
Yeah.
And I learned a very valuable lesson that night.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you both to know that.
Not to drink an entire bottle of tequila. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But I may still be jamming Ritz crackers down your throat, Jerry. So
I expect nothing less.
All right, so... next thing, did you get an opportunity to listen to your guy, Mayor Adams, on with Evan and Tiki?
You know I didn't because I had problems with the app up here in Montreal.
Unbelievable.
And I texted you and I said I needed you to come up here and show me how to use the goddamn app.
I thought it was a joke.
It wasn't working.
I thought you were kidding.
No, I did not. And I'm assuming, with all that's going on in New York City, the mayor wanted a moment to talk about the Knicks and the Rangers, and that's what I'm assuming that interview was about. Am I right?
No, it was not.
No.
It was, we do have that one clip. Eddie, do you have the one clip of Mayor Adams? This is one of the questions that Evan and Tiki asked him. Do you hear that?
Yeah. all right, so why did he come on?
To talk about the new soccer stadium
The soccer stadium that's being built in Queens, yes, okay.
Yeah.
So. I saw it. They got approved, last week, right?
I suppose so. So, yeah, they talked about that.
Right, well, I mean, he's coming on a sports station to talk about sports. Did he talk any politics? Did they ask him anything about... you know, the illegal immigration, any of that stuff?
No.
So illegal immigration?
the two questions that were off the board, if you will, one was Evan said, do you regret the vaccine mandate? And Mayor Adams said, well, I didn't put in the vaccine mandate. That was Bill de Blasio, but I did keep it for a little bit when I became mayor. And then we quickly peeled things away as time went on. And the other one was... Tiki saying, I think Jerry remembers the question better than I do.
It was something along the lines of, it's getting better in terms of violence in the city, but still a long way to go, is essentially how he...
Yeah, did anybody ask him about the Columbia situation, you know? Did anybody ask him about...
No.
Well, I mean, look, he came on to talk about sports.
This is what CeeLo said to Al in the warm-up show, though, Boomer. And like, Al said this, and I agreed wholeheartedly. When the mayor comes on the air, and all these issues that go on in the city affect sports fans, too. So, like, in this arena, it can't just be like, all right, we're going to put the guardrails on and just talk about one topic. I mean, you know, sports fans don't have blinders on. I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time on our show, whether it's congestion pricing or the bail reform. I mean, a lot of this stuff affects all of us. So just because he was on a sports station doesn't mean that you can't, like, you know, dig into some other stuff, right?
No, I know that. I'm not saying you can't. I think, you know, the vaccine mandate was a big deal. And, of course, that affected, you know, Evan's team, the Nets. And Kyrie Irving was at odds with the mayor and the mayor before him. You know, I would have asked, you know, did you hire any of those people back that you fired because they didn't take the damn vaccine? That would have been a good question.
Yeah.
The other thing I probably would have asked is said, you know, I know how much I give to city taxes, what I want my taxes to be paid for. or certain things that, you know, include security, safety. I want women and children to be able to walk down the streets of New York and not worry about getting punched in the face or somebody get pushed in front of the subway. You said you were going to deploy even more people down the subway. Have you done that? And do you believe that it's really been effective? And what are you doing about the paravaders? You know, I actually was in the subway the other day. And
what?
I saw four guys jump. I did. I was in
the
subway.
What the hell are you doing? Were you running an experiment?
The traffic in the city was insane. And to get to Sean McManus's retirement party would have taken me an hour and a half. Huh. So I took the subway. It was fine. You know, the subway was fine with that down. But I saw four guys just completely jump over the turnstiles.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have a major problem, you know, with fare evading. And, you know, they think that they're going to fill this void, this hole that the MTA has by congestion pricing. I mean, basically what they should probably do is just lower all the cost of going onto a train and a bus, and maybe more people would use it, and maybe this way they would be able to fill the hole in the MTA that is completely mismanaged. It is a brutal bureaucracy. But, you know, I don't know if you have time to get into all of that with him. And, you know, he's got a good way of evading questions and answering things, you know, without real answers and real solutions.
Yeah.
So, to me, you and everybody else that is putting into the system, getting up every morning, paying for what we have to pay for, you know, they're deciding to spend the money in other ways. And those ways are what's really, I think, demoralizing many of the communities within the five boroughs. So, it's, you know, and then yesterday he has to stand up there and he has to talk about how the NYPD arrested 108 anti-Israel protesters at Columbia, and that thing got ugly yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, so, unfortunately. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
You haven't thought of it this much, have you?
Yeah.
Wow. That was pretty good.
And fresh off of waking up.
I could go on and on and on. There's more and more and more and more and more. But a lot of it is out of his control, believe it or not, because of city council and the state legislature. I mean, you should call up Carl Heasty and ask him about his local community and how they're doing, how much better are they off with him saying no to everything up there in Albany. I mean, it's just nonstop, and it's a wave of just people deciding for the rest of us of how to spend the tax dollars, and many of us believe that they're doing it the wrong way and it's not being done to secure the subways and make it safe for people to walk on the streets without having to get worried about getting punched or shot. So, and getting run over by a bicycle going 40 miles an hour the wrong way.
What do you think of the Mets rally pimp?
Yeah, I saw that, the rally pimp. That's just what we need these days. And listen, I'm more worried about the Mets tonight in L.A. We're going to find out just how good they are. L.A.'s a, you know, good team. I think the Mets, they're hot. I think, look, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball right now after starting off as one of the worst teams in baseball.
And it's all because of the rally pimp.
Yeah, it's the rally pimp. I love it. So we always have, it seems like we always have something, right?
Yeah, of course. And this seems to be the thing.
You don't remember this. Back in the day, we had Dancing Harry.
Yeah. That was a long, long time ago. But you always have something. Everything work out at the airport after I was able to fix your problem on the app?
I love you. I have to tell you, this is what happened. I left the building at 10:05. And I was walking to gate C-105 in Newark, and I got there in 30 minutes.
Wow.
I was walking and sat down at 10:35 to have a little bite to eat, and then the next thing I know, I was the last guy on the plane.
That is unbelievable.
And it all happened within 35 minutes.
Isn't it great when it works out so well?
Oh, there was nobody at the clear TSA check-in line. There was basically no traffic at Newark yesterday, and the Holland Tunnel was wide open. It was a miracle.
Usually, you know what, though? 10, 11 o'clock in the morning going to Jersey usually is. So, good for you. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, it worked out great. Now I've been in Montreal for a day and a half, and it's been raining nonstop, and it's about 50 degrees and raw. So, it's not like, you know, I'm on vacation. I'm here to do something, take care of something, and try to win a championship.
Business trip.
Yes, 100. Well, I'm on a trip with 13 other guys, and I would say half of them don't realize the nature of the business trip.
Well, they're going too soon.
Well, I mean, they've been on this trip with me before, but, you know, I just got to deal with all the nonsense.
What time is the game today?
1:30, I believe.
Okay. All right. So that's enough for these guys to wear off the hangover and get back and ready to play.
You know what? I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, Boomer, have fun, man.
All right, boys, have a great weekend and feel good Friday.
Yep, absolutely.
Good luck.
And a huge weekend. So the next time we talk to Boomer, it'll be Monday, and we'll know game one results of the Islanders, the Rangers, and the Knicks.
A lot will have happened, and we know how the Mets have done over the weekend with the Dodgers. A lot will have happened by the next time he's sitting in this chair.
And we'll still probably open with the Wasps, I think.
Shakun Sogul.
it could be worse. He could be up there for golf right now in 50 degrees and terrible weather. It's a good thing it's hockey.
Yeah, I mean, he plans those trips. He understands when to go, when not to go.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the...
Sacre bleu.
Oh, my God. It's tremendous. Boomer in Montreal. All right, let's take a break. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on this Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Boomer and Geo Live with Cheese Friday, May 3rd at White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, coming up in about 20 minutes or less. We just talked to Boomer about Game 6 being that night between the Rangers and Capitals, if necessary. CeeLo said, I will go to Boomer and Geo Live. I will be the update person. I will walk on the stage only wearing Shinesty ball hammock underwear, a pair for if the Capitals score, a pair for if the Rangers score. And it was funny because Boomer is actually protecting you for once and said, have you run this by CeeLo?
I heard that.
We said, wow, this hasn't stopped you in the past from wanting to do stuff to people. And I said, yes, CeeLo is in. He had part of this idea was his. So that seems to be what we're going to go with right now. But Dan in Livingston also has an idea. What's going on, Dan?
Geo and Jerry, how are you guys?
Yo. Good, Dan. What's up?
So I have an idea to further elaborate on that. If it comes to Game 6 during your show, if the Rangers score, CeeLo comes out with the ball hammock shorts. But if the Capitals score, Peter Schwartz comes out with the ball hammock shorts.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What do you think about that one?
That's brilliant, Dan.
Yeah, vomit worthy?
Yeah, Dan, I think, listen, I want more Shinesty ball hammock underwear, and if we make a pair for Peter, they're going to run out of that fabric. So I think that we should probably just stick to our...
It's not a bad idea.
I love it.
Not a bad idea.
I'd have to pay the rest of his mortgage off for him to do that.
Oh, no, I didn't say we're doing it. It's not a bad idea, though.
Censoring yourself, are you?
Well, it ended up, the last gift ended up solely on my shoulders.
Ooh.
Let's just put it that way.
Understood.
And then the line was then crossed.
Okay.
But I fulfilled it.
I'm sure you did.
I fulfilled it.
Yep.
So.
All right, well, if we're not doing that, how about I further the idea we discussed with the two different color options, Caps and Rangers?
I think that's a good idea.
Instead of just walking out on stage showing that, what if I come out and get, kind of approached, but we build the drama, and then there's a
reveal.
Dropping of the pants situation to reveal the colored underwear. Shinesty, of course.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. That's a good one.
To build the suspense a little
bit.
So
you'd be like in a Hugh Hefner robe, and then...
Something like that, right? If I got a pretty jersey good. Long enough, I could wear, a Ranger jersey.
And then just a sexy wife. What do we...
Well, listen, Jerry, I mean, we're going all in here. Obviously, I'm agreeing to make a fool of myself.
Sure.
Might as well go all the way over the line instead of just straddling it.
Sean Morash, I mean, he's got to get a little bit smarter. I mean, he goes, it's just now. Text me, have you seen the schedule? Game 6 is Boomer and Geo Live. I mean...
He, like Boomer, just woke up about 15 minutes ago.
That's fair.
But hold on. Then, first of all, he's got young kids, so those kids probably got
him.
I'm
sure that matters.
You think he's just
watching
right
Paw Patrol?
Yeah, maybe.
He beats to his own drum.
He's got to think that we have talked about this. at least go to the Odyssey app and see one of the podcast things and say, all right, they've talked about
that. Honestly, that's showing a lack of respect, I think, towards you and the show.
I said, way to listen to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it did say I woke up 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, see? Told you. Has the wife get the kids up? Hi, honey, sorry I had a late night. You deal with the kids.
On a weekday?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Like, if you go out like late at night on a weekend, I could see her. I'm going to sleep in for a little bit. But on a work day, on a Friday, you're sleeping till 9 o'clock?
He's another one that lives a charmed life.
9 o'clock?
And we love Sean.
Hey, we love him, but Jesus, what a pig.
Maybe his kids sleep in. I don't know how old his kids are.
I think his oldest has got to be in some sort of school. I don't know her exact age, but I would think she's at least in like preschool or something like that.
Okay. Could be afternoon preschool.
Like, he'll be fine, though. He of all the people, I don't know. I'll talk to him about it. I mean, if Boomer can be there, he can be there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's your take on this?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, hey, have like, we heard that there's going to be a problem with Boomer?
CeeLo.
I'm really mixing it up today.
CeeLo. Woo! Oh, man, that guy that loves you may abandon you now.
after
that potty mouth. Oh, man.
That's a bad one.
CeeLo just dumped himself.
Yeah. That's incredible.
No bleep, Sherlock.
Yeah, I actually wasn't considering that part of it. I thought it was more that he didn't think we knew.
Yeah.
And it was a problem for Boomer, not him.
He's looking to bail now. That's the issue.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah.
See, that's a completely separate conversation.
I thought that you guys knew that, you know, like.
No, I thought he was just like.
No.
Breaking news for you guys.
Me
like,
too.
Hey, look what I found out.
I took it the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't explain that well enough. He's like, he said, did you see the schedule? And he's like, I'm effed, is what he said.
All right.
So now he's all, you know, well.
Well, how much did you have planned for him in the show?
Well, it's just these last 15 minutes. So, I mean,
he can watch backstage with me. I mean,
yeah.
We're
exactly.
buddies.
Still?
Yeah, even though I just slammed him on the air. Yeah, of course.
Listen, we love Sean. But what a piece of crap.
I will tell you, if that game starts at 7 p.m., his part will be in the last 10 minutes of the third period.
Well, like as Eddie said before, it could be a problem or you could grow up.
I know, of course.
You know,
that's what I said.
You'll be able to watch the game. Yeah. It's a Friday night.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
You'll be able to watch the game. At some point. And he'll be watching it the whole time, except for those 15 minutes.
Right, but hey, I got to go on stage. Hit pause. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that could work.
That's true, too.
Yeah, but then someone's going to yell out if there's a final
call. Well, he's going to come out.
That's true.
That's his job.
That is true, too. Yeah. Okay. He goes, Sean says, I'm not bailing. We're going to sweep him. It's fine.
Oh, of course. There it is. Hey, Sean, how'd that work out last year against the Devils when you said the same thing, pal? Appreciate that.
Not well.
Yeah, it did not.
Hey, listen, we love Sean, but what a slug. That was dog every time. Listen, I love you, pal. I love you, pal, but you are a sloppy mess. Jeez, look at you. My God, it's amazing anybody goes near you. You've got a... All right. What do you got over there?
Okay. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. All right. So the rally pimp has spoken and responded to Andy Martino and what he had to say on Twitter yesterday.
This is the Wiener Twitter handle?
Yeah. What was the
Max
first?
Max is a Wiener?
Max the Wiener or is a
Max
Wiener?
Max is a Wiener.
Is a Wiener. Okay. Very good. Well, Max is a Wiener / rally pimp. Join the We Gotta Believe podcast with KFC Barstool and Company. How could anyone mistake this for anything but just some innocent fun?
Does he think I own women?
Yeah, he probably does. Andy Martino probably is like, this is human trafficking.
Bro, I'm showing up to the games drinking beer and eating Home Run Bowl ice cream. Like, I'm not a pimp. I'm 24. Like, I just go to vibe and have a good time. It's hilarious.
24, right.
Like, yeah. I'm not a pimp. I'm 24. By the time I'm 35, I'm hoping to be a real pimp. Now, I'm just on the lower level of human traffickers.
I don't know if it's going to take that long. He says, maybe in light of this, I'll just have to go all in.
Should I be like, you know, Andy Martino? Like, I'm literally going to be a pimp now.
Yeah.
I gotta be. This is my life now.
Maybe you should, you know, when everyone wants you to zig, use that. Maybe you should just start pimping hoes. Let's go.
Catch me on the corner of 14th and 1st, boys. I'm going to be in a pink fur. I'm going to be snapping. I'm going to be like, hey. That's my life now.
There you go. Maybe we'll see that when the Mets get back to Citi Field.
Yeah, this is the best thing that could have happened to Rally Pimp.
Max is a wiener.
Is this attention? Because not only, I mean, more people are going to be paying attention at the games, but he's also a comedian. He's an entertainer. So
there you go.
You got a lot of people following his social media now.
Come see Max is a wiener at the Beacon.
Right. I think his last name might be Wiener.
Like I thought this was for Scherzer or something.
No. I think his name is Max Wiener.
Scherzer.
Oh.
So
all
then
right.
They just.
Maybe he could be a late ad for Live 3.
Yeah. I was just thinking that, actually.
Instead of Boomer, we have Rally Pimp.
No, we didn't say instead of Boomer.
Marash out, Max is a wiener.
No, I don't know. We need Sean, too. I mean, this is also, you got to remember, Sean's doing, he said that if another child was being born, he would choose to be made a human chicken cutlet by Tommy DeVito over the birth of his third child. Because
mm-hmm.
he wanted that to happen.
So he's more screwed by a potential game six for the Rangers than the birth of a child.
Yes.
That fits right in, actually, priorities. With him. So that sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right, the Mets are out west tonight. First of three with the Dodgers, Sean Manaea and rookie Yoshinobu Yamamoto. 10-10 first pitch over on WCBS 880. You got the Yankees and the Rays here on the fan coverage. 6:25, Clark Schmidt and Tyler Alexander, the scheduled starters. One clip from Mayor Adams with Evan and Tiki yesterday talking NYCFC Soccer Stadium coming to Queens and the Citi Field area. Here's Evan. Hey, why stop there?
How about a football stadium? The Jets belong in Queens. Mr. Mayor, can you get it done for us?
I'm going to tell them you ask me, and I'm going to see about making that happen. I'm going to speak with the team. We need that stadium.
Sure, we'll get right on that. That's going to happen. Yep, Woody, he and Woody will have a conversation. All right, much earlier this morning, we heard Charles Barkley with Dog on his Sirius show yesterday.
Calling him Mike.
Barkley called him Mike, 3-4 times at least. Dog never corrected him. Much the opposite of Francesa. Some 5 years ago or so when he had former Giant David Deal on his program.
All right, before we get to that, we get to David Deal. David, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
This is Mike Francesa. It's not Frank.
I'm sorry, Mike. How are you?
Good, David. How are you?
So no hesitation on the correction there. Now, G, you said your recollection was that this was done on purpose. Is that
not
correct?
My recollection. It was a fact. Yeah,
about that?
I saw David Deal not that long ago, and we talked about this.
Interesting.
He said that he did it on purpose.
Did you see Monzo's tweet from yesterday after Funhouse posted this?
No.
Okay. So Monzo, of course, who was producing Mike, said, I remember that with Deal, who's an awesome dude. After that spot, he called back and apologized and said his tailor is named Frank, and he was walking him out of the house as the interview was starting and just kind of blended things together. So you're calling BS on this now.
I am, yeah, because he was in studio with us shortly after that.
Okay, so he sold Monzo a bill of goods.
And I said, you're doing it on purpose. Of course I did it on purpose.
All right,
fair enough. Now, he might be lying about that to me, but it seemed to me like he David Deal spent how long here? He knows the radio station.
But this was, what, 2019, I think?
But here's the thing. He knows that's going to bother Mike. That's why he did it.
Okay.
David Deal's in tune with the media. You know?
Right. Having played for the Giants, obviously had to have been aware of Mike and Chris or Mike Solo.
Yeah, you would certainly think so.
Yeah, that's a fair point. All right. Proof that most NFL GMs are regurgitating the same stock answers during these mandatory pre-draft press conferences. We'll start with this one from Joe Shane on his planned draft approach.
My job is to do what's best for the franchise. So if there's an opportunity to go up, move back, stay, whether it's in the first round, third round, fifth round, that's what we'll do.
Sure, so pretty much anything. How about Pat's acting GM, Elliott Wolf?
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round.
Yes, so you're going to hear a lot of that throughout the course of the NFL.
I'll bet you
week.
All 32 GMs in some way, shape, or form say that.
Interesting you bring that up. So, yes, to a certain extent, the same overall point.
Right.
But I thought no better illustrated than by Browns GM Andrew Berry, who was at least creative with his explanation of, hey, anything can happen.
A year ago at this time, if I was up here in my pre-draft presser and I said, all right, I've been to the future, and when we get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have Brittany Mahomes, Taylor Swift, Ice Spice, and Jason Kelce all in the same suite watching the Super Bowl, you guys would have looked at me like I had five heads, right?
So maybe not draft related, but
he's
NFL,
right about that.
Anything can happen. Never know where things are headed. And lastly, as far as sports content goes, here's Stephen A. on his podcast answering one of these random questions that people send him. Thought this one stood out as a little unique. Maybe Eddie will have some interest.
Stephen A., do you feel like Anakin Skywalker was worthy of his iconic victory in the Bunta Ave Classic, especially when he had never won any previous pod races and stacked against more experienced races like Sebulba?
Sebulba.
Yeah, victory's a victory. You win any way you can. all is fair in love and war, baby.
Handled that very, very smooth.
Suboba.
Suboba.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't either. No. And I know Eddie, I shouldn't have said Eddie. He's more a Trekkie than a Star Wars guy. That's fine. By the way, Al asked us, the Arizona Coyotes are going officially to Utah, and they put out trademarks for the potential names. Fine. What was the one, Eddie, you gave us? We asked you for your...
The Wasatch.
The Wasatch. The Utah Wasatch.
What does that mean? What does Wasatch mean?
Al went to him and he was ready with that answer.
That's the range of mountains right by Salt Lake, the Wasatch Range.
I mean, it's better than Blizzard.
Right?
And when better I hear than Blizzard, I think a Dairy
Queen. Fury.
And the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah. I don't care for that HC.
They should just keep Coyotes like they kept Jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, Salt Lake is.
It's got to be at least one Coyote in Utah, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Very white one who doesn't drink.
What about the Venom? I like that one. No, you don't like that either. Okay. Go with
Sorry,
Wasatch.
I'm still laughing at that Cheetos joke. All right, before we get to Moment of the Day, we had some fun with the Carlin outtakes earlier the overnight and some of the, you know, risque calls you get. So I kind of went back in the folder. There were a few from Jerry's solo hosting overnight days.
There's a couple. I thought there was only one.
I thought there was a few, maybe some better than other. Some you may not even remember. This first caller, similar to the one with Carlin with the buildup and relating it to a baseball point, was talking, I guess it was the Royals that swept the Yankees or something, and eventually he got to a little off-color point.
I'm not sure why everyone's blown up in this three-game sweep. I mean,
it's the Royals, JP.
I know, right? I mean, they're a playoff team. I think when it comes down to it,
the Yankees are.
No, the Royals.
The Royals are a playoff team.
Well, they all have penises. They're penises.
718-937-6666 We continue on the phones and say hi to myself, really. Myself.
I love you being a fish out of water there. That's tremendous.
I think I was told let it build.
Yes. You're ready to go to the next call, which we've heard that mistake made before in the past, and that can backfire in a certain way.
That's great.
This one, much more.
The fact
more...
that you handled it laughing, too, and not getting angry was awesome.
Well, it wasn't directed at you.
In what world? In the world of penis. That's funny.
This one, right away, just total creepiness here.
718-937-6666. Chris in Alpine, you're on the fan. What's up, Chris?
Yes, I eat my feces.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well said. I mean, that's how I feel about Alonzo Mourning.
That's so great because it's so Jerry to this day would do the same thing. Oh, fantastic.
That voice he used, the caller.
Yeah. I eat my feces. That's the one I thought you were going to play.
You know what? I won't even play the third one because that's the best one.
I'll play that again.
718-937-6666. Chris in Alpine, you're on the fan. What's up, Chris?
Yes, I eat my feces.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay. Well said. I mean, that's how I feel about Alonzo Mourning.
Yes.
Yes, I eat my feces.
Chris, in Alpine, isn't Alpine, New Jersey, like one of the most like affluent spots in the state of New Jersey?
Yes.
Like, there's no chance that guy's living in Alpine.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that was my face,
what year
honestly,
was that from? I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was dated, okay.
It's not slug dated. You can look and see when it was saved in the system, but that's not always accurate, as you know. Obviously, it was pre-coming here because you had the 718 number.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm going to guess, like, what, 04, 05, something like that?
It probably is because there was only a very short time I did shows. It was calls like that. I said, what are we doing? This is not for me.
These reactions are just the best. Yeah. Like, Carl, that's nice. Okay, thanks for checking in.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate that. Jerry. Fantastic. Great. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's do Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigas Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And this one pretty much sets itself up. Tracy Morgan, dead family, and seemingly an innocent hypothetical question from Gio. Here's Tracy Morgan talking about his late father doing his job up in heaven.
I know he's looking down,
So when we there, I asked them to please take care of the players, help them stay away from injuries, and let's win.
How's that worked out?
And so far, my dad, we won 50 games.
Minus the Julius Randle.
Yes. What? It's a bird, you moron.
Let's for a second entertain this thought, right?
Yes.
That dead people could help out sports teams. Which dead guy would be the most interested in the Knicks right now?
Which dead guy?
Yeah, who is dead?
Good question.
That would be like, let's just say they're all up there. There's one, like, you know how there's one person you think of.
So a super Knicks fan that's passed away.
Right. Like, who is the one who would be more interested in the Knicks outcome than any other one?
Is Woody Allen still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Okay, he's out.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's a total pervert.
I didn't.
He'd be way interested in all the dead children.
That's not
more than.
All right. Time out. That wasn't the question. The question was super Knicks fan. The guy's been there for decades. I wasn't going into that. All right.
Where's Woody Allen? He's in the dead Asian teenager room. Someone get him out. The Knicks are playing a playoff game.
My bad.
Oh, it's uncomfortable.
My bad.
My bad. My mistake. I apologize.
It's like, I don't know why I thought he passed away.
Would that have made it any better?
I don't know. But I'm the one that brought him up.
I know.
Where's Jeffrey Epstein? Is he still alive? Is he a Knicks guy?
I don't know how I didn't think of Richard Lewis faster than Al did, because it's so recent. That was the perfect one.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm glad you said what.
Yeah. I think we all are.
Man. I laughed a lot the last 10 minutes. Good job, CeeLo.
I'll see you in some ball hammock underwear in a couple weeks.
That's right. 2 weeks from
see you
today.
Soon.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Yes,
right
I
now.
Eat my feces.
All right.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Yes.
I was caught off guard.
Yes, I eat my feces.
Oh, Jesus. Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. On this Feel Good Friday. So I feel like we talk about jerseys constantly these days. And new jerseys, but the Mets have these City Connect jerseys.
Oh, did they come out?
Yeah, they just now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to see them?
Yeah, yeah.
There's Alonzo.
I actually kind of like it.
And there's Lindor.
Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do like that.
I mean, so it's NYC in a very, like, New York Giants, baseball Giants sort of font.
Yep.
And they're gray with black stripes and, like, random sort of dots on them.
See, I don't like the NBA ones. I really don't. The net ones, but I wanted to throw up watching them play games certain times this year.
Yeah.
The Knicks had one I did like. But those, I saw the Phillies ones last week, which I liked a lot. I think these are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's got the Mets hat is a black hat with the black Mets logo with white lining around it, and then a bridge that's hard to see exactly which bridge that is on the hat as well. So, yeah.
Pretty cool.
I believe we're getting some of these jerseys, actually. Sent here.
Very nice. Very nice.
And it has, you know, it's... There's zero Mets colors outside of white that are on these things.
Well, but that's what they are.
They're supposed to be different.
Right, and they are. How many times will they wear them? Like for a series?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure it says it in the story that was released here, but I don't know. And they were, like, leaked by somebody. It says, all right, beginning April 27th, the Mets will wear these uniforms during at least every Saturday home game, other than Darryl Strawberry's number retirement. The true essence of what City Connect means is connecting to the city, said Mets Chief Marketing Officer Andy Goldberg. And part of how we did that was through the connections Mets fans have throughout the city. The elements of the jersey tie into the whole connection idea, if you will. All right. So there you go.
Very cool.
There you are.
Very cool.
There they are. And there was apparently a leak of the new Texans helmet. I don't know if it was real or not.
Did you see that? Which I thought looked cool.
You thought it looked cool?
I did. I actually did think it looked pretty neat.
Yeah.
And I'm not one for, you know me, I don't like all these alternate jersey things. I did think it was cool. Oh, there you go. They got it on CBS Sports. I think that's neat. That's a cool looking uniform. It doesn't look anything like the Mets, but it's very cool looking. Looks. I see that. I see Gotham.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
I mean, it's kind of like Brooklyn Nets-ish, too.
Yeah, well, you know, the black and the black and the gray for sure, and the white, yes.
But there's like a purple element to it too.
Yeah,
like with the I think that has an ode to the subway lettering mm-hmm. and stuff.
Could be. I think a very neat looking though.
Well, I'm excited to get mine.
Yes,
and I will be wearing it proudly around New York City.
Oh, I'm sure you will,
because I've got a connection.
When you're at Citi Field this summer,
because I've got a connection to the.
Will you take your mom to a game this summer?
I don't know. I know she'd love to go. It's just, it's a long drive.
I know it is. It's a long day. I know.
Because here's the issue, all right? So if you go during a day, I used to go the day games and during the week, but then the traffic home on those days
is brutal.
Is the worst. And then you go during a week and a night game.
No, you have to go during the weekend.
And then I'm giving up a weekend to do the stuff I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
I asked if you were going to take your mom to a game, not give up a weekend.
Well, yeah, but then that's blowing a Saturday or a Sunday.
Stop talking now.
She knows. she knows at this point.
Spending
that
a nice, I didn't say take her to a 1 o'clock Saturday game. I meant a 7:10 game on Saturday night. You still get your golf in. You go to the game, you get home a little late, so be it. Next day, Sunday, you recover. I only ask him because I know she's a big Mets fan.
She's huge right. Mets fan. If I could get my hands on some of the really, really good tickets that she, because she's been to 10 million
sure.
games, you know, then maybe that's an experience that she's never had. But I just, I made the statement the other day that I may not ever go to another regular season baseball game in my life. So now you're challenging that.
Oh,
already.
No, that's not why I asked.
Already,
that's
now.
Not why I asked. I saw the uniforms. I thought, I know your mom likes it. They're good, or at least have been for the last 2 weeks. Would that pique your interest? And I do know at heart, you actually do like the games.
Well,
when the team's
the game,
good, it's fun.
But it's like I will steal a line from Joe Beningo. I love being here. I hate getting here.
I agree with him. I totally agree. It's the worst.
So I mean that.
My penis looked bigger.
I've told you, I'd rather, and it's not because I like the team, I'd rather go to Philadelphia to watch a game than Yankee Stadium or Citi Field. It's just so much easier.
I mean, I went to so many games with my mom over the years, like tons of them, tons and tons and tons. And I know she'd love to do it, but I just...
You don't have it in you. I got it.
It's the driving to the city every day. Like, I was in such a terrible mood on Saturday afternoon, knowing I had to drive back into the city to an event that we love to go to.
I know.
We love the booming celebration, the stories, hanging out with you. It's awesome. The hotel room we had was off the charts.
Yeah, our boat ride was great.
Yeah, I saw you pull in while I was sipping on an espresso.
I've heard that 6-7 times. Yep.
So, I mean, but I was miserable. Having to drive in.
Yeah,
and
you had
to the point where Gina was like, you're ruining this for me. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but you don't understand. Like, to get in the car and to drive in again on a sixth day and then have to drive home. That driving home is not that bad Sunday morning. It ruins everything. Then when they get in there, then I'm okay. But
you've made your point. Mama G, no game for you.
happening. That's not necessarily true. I mean, maybe I'll get her like a car service.
And meet you in the city for a 1 o'clock game.
But then her finding the car service, you know.
Are your parents not good with the technology too? Like, can she do not an Uber, but I mean,
my
is
mom,
she good with
horrendous.
The phone?
Horrendous with it. Absolutely horrendous. My dad's aces. My mom, I mean.
Who would win a technology challenge, your mom or Boomer?
Boomer by a hair. Boomer by a hair.
Your mom or your stepmom?
Stepmom's last on that list. She was looking for her phone while being on the phone.
That's one of the funnier stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And that's after you told the story about needing help with the with the cable box by just plugging it in.
So it goes like boomer. If we're saying best at it, boomer first, my mom second, mother-in-law third on the stuff. My dad's probably the best out of all of them. He still is on top of the technology stuff. But yeah, I mean, my mom's the person that will fall for every internet scheme there is. So like, you know, when you say like you'll type in tickets, like I want tickets for this thing, and like the way that the internet works in a search engine, like a third party will come up first for whatever tickets it is, like St. John's or Broadway or whatever. So she ends up paying $400 more for tickets she could have gone through the website for. You know, always booking third party things, not, you know, passwords, forgetting this or that. You know, someone in Nigeria's got her bank account number. It's just like,
yeah, I know. Not good.
You try to help.
Yep. Generally lead the horse to the water.
But I'm going to be like that one day, too. Oh. Well, you know, at some point, we're all going to be in that spot.
And your daughters will help you.
Okay.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.